Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, here in northern Indiana, we get another perhaps brief taste of winter, though up further north in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, they've really experience an Upper Peninsula winter. And so whether you enjoy the snow or the warmer weathers, the good part of Indiana is just wait a little while, you'll get what you want for a little bit. Anyhow, it's good to be together, to share in God's Word, to pray together, to consider how God would have us to live, and to learn His instructions. Not just that we know them, but that we would do them. And this week we're talking and praying about the road to healing and what healing looks like from God's perspective, which at times is quite a bit different from what it looks like from our perspective. And each weekday morning, we're talking and praying about a different aspect of healing from God's perspective. And today, we're going to focus in on healing through God's Word, to recognize the power of God's Word to bring a healing that, well, that lasts. Excuse me, that's eternal. Psalm 107, verse 20. As He, that is God, sent forth His word and healed them, He rescued them from the grave. If you're not accustomed to the power of God at work in your life, if it's something you've not given a lot of thought about, you may think, well, what does His word have to do with healing? How can His word bring healing that rescues them from the grave? Well, I think to understand that, it's probably helpful to lay the foundation, well, about the foundation of the world. As the world came into existence, as everything on it came into existence, we discover that it did so at God's word. God said, and it was. And we lose sight of the power of God's word. And even when we consider the power of people's words, there's still a limit. There are those that can say, and what they say often gets done by somebody else. They say, get me a coffee, and coffee's brought to them. They say, I need the reports from last month, and the reports are brought to them. But it's not the same. Things happening at the word of people requires someone else doing it. When God speaks, it just happens. He didn't say, let there be light, and somebody went and fashioned a light and hung it in the sky. The light appeared because of the power of His word. And when we understand that level of power, I don't know that we fully understand it, but when we acknowledge that level of power, that God doesn't have to physically do something or physically direct someone else to do something, He just has to speak. Now, there are times, and you'll find many of them throughout His word, where He does physically do something, or He does physically direct someone else to take action. to accomplish His will. And we're part of that plan. But this healing through God's word that rescued them from the grave, it began to think about, why do we want to be healed? This past Sunday, we looked at a man who was asked by Jesus, do you want to get well? Seems like a strange question. If I'm sick, of course I want to get well. If I'm crippled, of course I want to get well. If I'm dying, of course I want to get well. And I think at the heart of that desire is death. Or more accurately, the avoidance of death. Sure, I want to get well because I don't like to be in pain. But underlying all of that is, as a human race, we want to get well because we don't want to die. And the good news, bad news is, this body's going to die. But you don't have to. But it's by the power of God's word that we are healed from the curse of death. I don't really like to use the term disease of death because it makes it sound like it's just something you catch from sin, the disease of sin. No, sin's a deliberate choice to rebel against God. But in the word picture we're using, the disease of sin has only one cure. That's God's word. It's the power of God's word. It's the word becoming flesh and dwelling among us so that He could become the sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sin. It's the only solution. And it's why God's word brings life. Because the penalty's been paid. And the healing that lasts forever is the healing from the damage caused by sin. There's many studies been done about the lung damage done to a person by smoking. But the incredible news is the healing that can take place once the smoking stops. And depending how long a person has smoked and how long they're gone without, great healing can take place, although rarely is it a full restoration of what could have been and would have been without the damage of the nicotine and tar and all of the elements of tobacco use. And we desire for healing to take place, whether the ailment that we're dealing with was self-induced or not. And I understand so much of what we know now, we didn't know for generations. And we acted in ignorance as a people. And it's not condemning those that have smoked or condemning those that do smoke. Simply stating that when something damages our body, whether it's something that we've done intentionally or unintentionally, or whether it's just something that has happened, we generally want to be well. Because we want to live. And what greater message? There is no greater message than the power of God's word that says that even though you die, you will live. The body is a temporary dwelling for our soul, for our spirit, for the essence of who we are. And one day that dwelling will be transformed. For most people, it will be transformed through death into life. For some, it will be a transformation in an instant as we're caught up together with those who have died to join Jesus in the air. But this avoidance of death that we really want is actually only possible by the Word of God. It's the only thing that brings eternal healing and eternal life. You see, the resurrection of the dead results in judgment. Some resurrected to life eternal with God, and some resurrected to, well, eternal death with Satan. See, the Bible tells us there's appointed unto mankind once to die. And after that comes the judgment. And it's by the Word of God that we can be declared righteous. We can be declared holy, set apart for God. It's by His Word that He says, these are mine. Not because they're such good people, but because they put their faith in me. They put their faith in the work that my Son Jesus has done on the cross. They've lived an active faith that believed and acted according to that belief. It wasn't the work or the actions that saved them that brought them to eternal life, but they became a reflection, a sign that their faith was real, that they believed enough to do something about it. And so we find healing. Sometimes it is that physical healing that we want. The Word of God says, be whole, be restored. Most of the time, it's a better healing. Oh, it may not always feel like it. The world definitely won't agree with it. But it's an eternal healing that makes us eternally whole. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In your love, you've given us the power of your word to bring a healing that rescues us from the grave. God, we clamor over any possibility to live, to extend life, to beat sickness and disease. And yet sometimes we falter in choosing your word as the best solution. It's not that we ignore the medical advice and medical wisdom that you've given people. It's not that we ignore the needs of our physical body. We take care of all of that, even knowing as we do that it's still temporary. But Father, in our quest to keep our body healthy and living, may we never forget the more important. The eternal. The application of your word that calls us to seek you with a whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. To not just worry about a healing of our strength, but that our soul would be healed, our mind would be healed, our heart would be healed. And not just for a season, but an eternal healing by the power of your word. The power of your word, which became flesh and showed us how to live. It became the sacrifice to pay the penalty so that we can live. So God, today, thank you for rescuing us from the grave. May we live by the power of your word. May we consume it so that it flows through every fiber of our being. And may we live by faith, knowing that your word is powerful and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide bone from marrow, the finest delicate operation you could imagine, so that by your word we might live. And God, as we find that healing through your word, may we lift up Jesus, the word become flesh, that as we lift up him, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.